We're in Simen Lamed Beis, Seif Yud Ches. Mem Psucha Shenidbak Psichosa V'Nistema. A Mem Psucha, that the Pesach at the bottom became attached. In other words, the Moshev of the Mem and the bottom of the Vav became attached. V'Nistema, now it's sealed. Ein Moya Ligra HaDevek Uloposcha. It would not be permitted to scrape away the attachment and open it up. Mishum Dehavek HaKhaktaychus, because that's like HaKhaktaychus. Umatakanasa, so how should it be fixed? Sheyigra kolachartim, you take off the entire vav part of the mem, v'tishar ketsuras nun kfufa, and you'll be left with what looks like a nun kfufa, v'yacharkach yichtoiv mashagorer, and then you rewrite the vav of the mem. That's the way to fix it. Says the Mishnah Brura, sifkotin ayin, shen nidbak, if you have a mem psucha that became closed up, regarding the question of whether or not a tiny negia kachut asayri would passel the mem, ayin mashakasavnu lekamon leinyan hay v'ayin ver alocha. So we'll see over there that the Mishnah Brura is machmir that it would be a psul even if it's a negia daka kachut asayri. V'nistema sifkat nayin aleph v'havei kemem sosum. Now the mem psucha became a mem stuma. As we all know, an endomem is at the end of a letter, at the end of a word, and not in the middle of a word. All the letters, endomem, endonun, endetzadi, endepe, endechof, you write the kfufa in middle of a word, and the end of letters you write at the end of a letter, at the end of a word. V'imshina posel, if you write an endonun, for instance, in the middle of a word, it would be posel. And if you write a tzadi kfufa l'mashal at the end of a word, that would also be posel. Ula pascha, it would be aser to open up the mem, which became nistam. V'hu adin shara isir sheniskalkal t'munasam ve'esak siva yachakach. The same would apply to other shinei tzuras. V'al yedei ha'greira yamdu al t'munasam, and you're fixing it al yedei greira. For instance, let's say you have a dalid that the regel is too long, so now instead of looking like a dalid, it looks like an endachof. In any similar case like that, you're not allowed to fix it by way of erasure. Because you're not fixing the ois al yedei ksiva, you're fixing the ois al yedei chakika, as we discussed previously. And that's chaktoiches. Eliyim chayk ragla, you have to take off the whole regel of what now looks like an endachof. The kanal besif cotton samaches, like we discussed, v'yachakach yitaknenu. And then you fix the regel, and the letter will be kosher. V'hu adin de mahani bazeh im himshich gagay shel ha'ois l'rachba. The same would apply if you were mamshich the ois widthwise ad shenir lakol shehu dalad. That would also be acceptable. In other words, what's the problem? The problem is that the regel is too long, so the proportion is off. So what are you going to do to fix it? You'll be mamshich the gag, so to recreate the proportion. So that would also be kosher because you're recreating it by way of ksiva, obviously assuming you haven't yet written further. So then that would not be a problem of shalei sidron, and it would not be a problem of chakteiches, and that would be acceptable. Avala'el, because of hei b'makam dalet, but in a case we wrote a hey b'makam dalad de kasav nusham de tzarech gamkein limchayk regel hadalad oy gagay milvad regel hey, where we said that you have to take off the roish, either the regel of the dalad or the gag of the dalad aside for the nakuda to avoid a question of chaktoiches loy mahani etzazu de hamshachas gag hadalad de harei b'lav hachi tzurasei olav lakach loy mikri ze shum tikun. In other words, if you first erased the nekuda in the dalad, so now you have a dalad with chaktoiches. You turn the hay into a dalad with chaktoiches. So if you're going to go and extend the gag, you haven't accomplished anything because you already, so to speak, kashered the tzura al yedei chaktoiches. So it's going to be possible even if you schlep the gag further to the left afterwards, because essentially you haven't accomplished anything. Sifkot nayin gimel kechaktoiches. If you open up the stima of the mem, that would be like chaktoiches. The begufa ois ain ois ashur maisa, because you haven't touched the ois with ksiva at all. Elagayra has stima. All you're doing is greira. The same would apply if you wrote a ches instead of two zayins. So two zayins that are touching is a ches. So what are you going to do? You're going to erase the negiyah between the two zayins, and you'll be left with two zayins. Ein ma'al ligur hagag levad mehach taima, for the same reason. It's not going to help. It's chak toiches. El etzarech legaram, you have to erase the zayins ad sheyevadle mitumunasam until you mevadal tzura. The same would apply if you made a chaf pshuta like a dalad. We say that the end of chaf needs to be round on top and not squared. So if you make it like a dalad and it's squared, many achrayim hold that that's possible. K'may she'evorila, come on, the simin lamed vav. Gam kein ein mayel, excuse me, gam kein ein mayel, ligra hatag v'lasoy sa'agula. It's not going to help to scrape from the gag and make it round by way of scraping. The havi chak toiches, because again, you're kashering the ice with a maisa of erasing and not a maisa of ksiva. So what do? Eli yosef ala diyoi v'yaseh agula. You add on diyoi and you make it round, and now you kasher it al yidei ksiva. V'nira delay ma'akev shalek esidron b'tikun zen. This tikun in particular, as opposed to the previous ones that he discussed, this tikkun would not be shalik esidron. Because a long dalid looks like an endachaf anyway. So be'etzem, there's no real shine tzura. It's just a halachic technicality. So since it's a halachic technicality, there's no problem of shalik esidron, because there never really was a shine tzura. Sifkot nayan dalid, umata kanta. How do you fix this mem that became sealed? Any time he says in the Mechaber that this can be fixed, all this is if you have not yet written further. Because if you have written further, it's going to be possible. Because over there it has to be written kesidron. Wherever it's not going to be a shayla of shalei kesidron, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll let you know. But otherwise, it would be a problem of shalei kesidron. Why? Because all of these tikkunim involve passeling the ice and rewriting it. So once you're going to passel the ice, if you've written further, you're getting into a problem of shalei kesidron. Ketsuras nun kfufa, the Mechaber says, if you take off the vav of the mem, you're going to be left with the nun kfufa. Ki ksivas hamem psucha, hi b'shtei ksivas, because the mem is created with two writings. Tehainu b'tchila kaisvin k'may nun kfufa. First, you write a tzura that looks like a nun kfufa. V'achar kach toilen b'tzida k'may vav, and then you add on the vav part of the mem. V'im kain, and if that's the case, kol shenasa ha-psul boy, tehainu ha-vav, tzarech legaroi kuloi. The part of the letter that became posel, which in this case is the vav, so you have to take off the whole vav. Avla nun shenechtav v'hechsher, ein tzarech legaroi. But the nun that was written b'kashrus, that doesn't have to be erased, because the whole psul only happened when you wrote the vav, but the nun was written just fine. And the same would apply to any letter that's written in two ksivos, kagon gimel, a gimel, first you make the zayin, and then you make the upside down yud. So if the psul happened in the upside down yud, you would only have to take away the upside down yud, but not the zayin. V'nasa psul b'ksiva achas, Ein tzarech ligra rak oisa. Ksiva achas means in this case the second ksiva, right? V'nasa psul b'ksiva achas, and one of the ksivas became pasul, so you would only have to erase that ksiva, right? Which generally is the second ksiva. Regarding the first ksiva, we're going to have a discussion later in the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah about that. La'afuke b'reish asa k'min dalet, as opposed to a reish that was written like a dalad, the bepam achas nechtav hakol bepsul, where over there, when one stroke, you make the whole ice, so tzarech ligur hakol ligur, so then, in that case, you have to take off the entire ice, because there was never any part of the ice that was kosher. But if you have half the letter written bekashrus, and then it only became pasul in the second half of the writing, so you would only have to take off the second half. Says the Bir Halacha, mem psucha shenidbak. We discussed that in the Mishnah Berurah that when the mem psucha is nestam, only kechut ha'saira, so we would have the same din as a hay. For yoiser nirlan yas daiti loymer da filu amekilim bedin hay kamuvur beis yoiser l'kamim besimin lamed vav moedim bezeh. Says the Bir Halacha, even though there are those that are makel in the case of a hay that's noga kechut ha'saira, that it would be kosher. Over here, those same paiskim would be moedah that it's posel. Darei al kol panim mem sasim hu, because at the end of the day, the mem is sasim. Umali im astima daka ayava. What do I care if it's a thin ksiva or a thin stima or a thick stima? I need the mem to be pasuach. Is it pasuach? No. So nishke nafka mina, if it's not pasuach because of a thick negia or a thin negia. V'shom rayosam hu mida amar gemara chazin al safri dafkine tatoli lakari dehe. By the hay, why are the poskim makel? Because it's mashma from the Gemara, mashma du rakla mitzvah ba'alma. From the Lashon Safri Dafkini, it sounds like only the Choshev Seferim did it. So it's only a hider. Aval etzem tuna sahay ain tzarech liklis hakara. But if the etzem tzura of the hay, you don't need that the hay should be detached from the gag. V'afal pikein leidami l'ches. And it's even if it's touching the gag, it's still not a ches. K'moshe kosev agra, and that's what the gra holds. The kamam bebeyurei, like k'moshe kosev a rajba nitbas mechadash al menachas, or like the shita of the rajba, which is not our rajba, it's a different rajba, which is on menachas, ayin sham, where he has a different reason why he holds his kosher, not the same reason as the gra. Masha enkein v'mem, but by a mem de ein lanu shum raya l'korei mem pasuach. So it would be possible even if it's a thin negia. V'nistema, the mem became sealed. Ayin v'tazem and ezer v'simin kufchav hei siv dalid. Shekosa v'davka shenestema mem achar shenigmar. That this is talking when I had a complete mem and then it became nistam. Aval im sosem amem koidem agmar. Beze yachal ligur hasosum. Kevan shadayin tzarech lohisef b'ritzu amishupas. Kimin yud al ken yigur tchila adavik v'yachar kach yigmar ayin sham. The Taz over there says that let's say you only wrote the nun of the mem, and then the nun of the mem developed a line going from the top to the bottom. So the nun became posel, but I'm still missing the whole vav. So over there I would be able to scrape away the problem in the nun and recreate the kosher nun al yedei chakika, and then finish it off b'ksiva by writing the vav. So that would be no problem, says the Taz, not like the radach that we mentioned in Sifkotin Samach Zayin. And the Bir Halacha says that that would be acceptable. V'nira d'lfidas ha'radach, shekasav n'mishne b'ruah, Sifkotin Samach Zayin, gam b'zeh yesh lahachmir. But according to the radach, this would be a problem. So the Bir Halacha is pointing out that what we're saying, that it's aser to open up the stima, is talking in a case where you already had the nun and the vav, and then it became nestam. So then kuli alma maida that you would not be able to take off the stima and kasher the letter. Kol hachartim, you have to erase the entire vav. Nirali pashit the dafka shenedbak be'es ksivas hachartim. This is only talking when the dibuk happened while you were writing the chartim. The hachartim nasa b'psul, so the chartim never was written b'kashrus. But if I have a full mem, the chartim is finished, everything is finished, and then there was a negia afterwards, 2 days later, in that case, you don't have to take off the chartim necessarily, because the chartim, there's nothing wrong with the chartim per se. It was written kosher. I just have a general problem with the mem, that it's sosum. So in that case, it doesn't make a difference if I take off from the vav or from the nun, either way, as long as I'm mevatel tzura, it's going to be kosher whether I was mevatel tzura from the nun or from the vav. And it's a tzarechian if erasing half of the vav would kasher the mem. In other words, make it kosher that you could rewrite the second half of the vav. V'zetolim ba'alma kol achartim hu liyikuva b'mem ay efshar du rak l'chatchila v'tzarechiyin. Because it depends how long does the vav have to be. So if the vav has to come till the bottom, so then if I take off half of the vav, so I passel the mem. And when I rewrite the bottom of the vav, I will have made it kosher. So that would be acceptable. But if you're going to say that I don't need a full-length vav, a half-length vav is also going to be kosher. So by scraping away half of the chartim, I haven't accomplished anything because I'm kashering the mem with chaktoiches. So the Bir Halacha says that this case would be a tzarech iyun.